Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting from the Gemara, which is four lines from the top. So the Gemara says now, Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Diyal Zor Shresim. So in the Mishnah, we taught that pouring the water into the ink is going to create the Isser of Lush, the Isser of kneading. So we're assuming that this was done over here without actually physically using your hands. Just pouring the water was seemingly part of the Isra over here. The Mishnah was saying that this would be something that's us, the Machokas Bisham and Hillel, was only with regards to you're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos, but everyone would agree that if you did this initially on Shabbos itself, that if you had poured the water into the ink, that would create the Isra Daraisa of Lash. The only Shiloh was if you do it Erev Shabbos, is it Mutter according to Bis Hillel, Bisham and Zasser, but everyone agreed doing it on Shabbos itself would be an Isra Daraisa. So the Gemara was wondering whose Shita is this, that not actually mixing them is going to be the final Isser Daraisa. So the Gemara says, now, Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe. Rav Yosef says, as the Shita of Rebbe, the sound that was Yisif from the following Braisa. Echad nosinus hakemach, ve'echad nosinus hamayim, achron chayav. So in a situation where one person was putting the flour and another person was putting in the water, so only the last one is going to be chayav for the Isser Daraisa of Lash. So we see over here, even just putting in the water is going to create, even though you don't actually do the kneading, you don't use your hands and start manually kneading it, that is still the Isra Daraisa of Lash, according to Rebbe. However, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda says, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Inu Chayav Achi Gabel. One is only liable to kneading unless you're actually kneading the dough manually, that would be the Isra Daraisa. So we're assuming that Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda would not agree with our Mishnah. However, Abaye objects to that, says Abaye. Amrle Abaye, Dilma Adkan lo kamar Rebbe Yossi, Ela Bekemach Davar Gibelhu. Maybe Rebbe Yossi would only disagree with Rebbe with regards to the fact that you need to knead dough with regards to dough itself, because dough you can knead and you can use your hands. It makes sense. However, aval diel delav bar gibel ema hulachayev. But maybe I would suggest in a situation where I have the ink, which you can't knead, because how do I knead ink? It's not something that you can knead. So just mixing the material should be already the din daraisa, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he would agree with our Mishnah. You can't assume that he's disagreeing with our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef answers, lo sagal deitach. No. You shouldn't say that. Why? Desanya, echad nosen es ha'efer, ve'echad nosen es hamayim. So we taught in the Braisa, so if someone contributes efer, so generally just important to point over here, because I'm going to see in a moment why this is important. Efer usually refers to ashes, afer usually refers to like soil. So we're assuming over here that the Braisa says that if someone puts an efer and then someone else puts in water, the last one is going to be chayav. So what's the efer that we're referring to? The person is only going to be liable, is going to be chayav, if he needs them mixture manually. So now, we're assuming that we're talking about ashes in this situation. Now, ashes, you obviously cannot knead. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would be saying that even in our situation, you would not be chayav unless you actually needed it. And it's something that is not a bar gibel, which would apply to our Mishnah as well. Even the ink would also, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would not be chayav if you put the water in. So therefore, we have a good taina. However, so the Abaye rejects Rabbi Yossi. Abaye asks a kasha, Dilma mai, Afer, afar devar gibel. Maybe when the Braisa uses lashon of afer, maybe he's referring to afar. Afar, like we point out, like soil from the ground. Using the ground, that is obviously something you can knead with your hands, and that was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. And really, he would agree with our case that in a situation where you don't have something that you can't use, then you would not be chayev. You would be chayev rather. So the Gemara now says no. Because Atanya Efer Vatanya Afer. According to you, Abaye, we see that the one Braisa says the Lashon of Efer, but another Braisa says explicitly the Lashon of Afer. So that would seem to be Mashma. That would be indicating that the Braisa, which is talking about Efer, is referring to ashes, and therefore, your statement would be wrong. So the Gemara says, no, you can't make that diuk. However, because of the following, Midigabe Hadad Etanya, these two Braisas weren't taught together. Braisas are fundamentally different than Mishnayos for the following. When it comes to Mishnayos, we know that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had them all organized very clearly, and every diuk that you would make sense. However, when it comes to Braisas, we have Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosha, different people taught different Braisas. So in general, we can't make the same diukim and the same Lashonos. Maybe one used the Lashon of Efer, one used the Lashon of Afar, but it was Lav Dafka. It depended how each Madamar was writing that Braisa was talking about it. So therefore, You can actually say now we come to the conclusion that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is actually referring to the fact that only something that requires the kneading and can be kneaded is going to be chayav. However, something that can't be, he would agree with our Mishnah. So we end up saying that is a correct Abaye's taina is not rejected. Okay, so now we're continuing the Gemara. We talked about melachas of shritas kelim. The Gemara quotes the following brisa: Tana Rabbanan poskim mayim legina erev Shabbos im chashecha. You can open a water canal from a spring, and it would go flow into your garden on Shabbos. That would be over the din d'oraisa of, if you did this on Shabbos, you'd be doing the malacha d'oraisa of zareah, of sowing. So the Gemara now says, "Mismaleas v'leches kolim kolo," and you continue to fill the water the entire day. So normally, again, pouring water onto the ground would be that iser. So the Gemara now says, also, someone's allowed to place burning incense in your clothing. That's the way they used to. We saw this before in Sipur. That's what they used to make themselves smell good. That's what they used to do. So now, and it's going to continue the whole day. It's going to be smelling good in the entire Shabbos. You can also place sulfur under the silver vessels. We're obviously burning sulfur before Shabbos, before dark. Apparently, they used to burn sulfur. That was a way to beautify the silver vessels. Apparently, that's something I looked it up in the Metzias, that's something similar to what we do in modern times to make the silver look shiny and nice. Okay, and the Gemara continues, Manechin Kor Gabe Ha'ein. You can also place some sort of a thing on your eye that was a refuah. Normally, to do refuah on Shabbos, this is actually interesting, this part, because this is only a din derabanan, but still, meaning the Isser is an Isser derabanan of a refuah on Shabbos to do any medication or anything like that is an iser derabanan, because we're afraid of shema yichak b'simani, that we're afraid that come to a person doing the malacha of tochin. You're going to do the malacha of grinding, so we made every single malacha, no matter what, even drinking, eating, things like that. If you take pills, again, there are heterim. If a person is sick, if a person is chol shem b'sakana, there might be there's heterim, but there is a din derabanan where it's usher to take medication on Shabbos. Yet to do this in erev Shabbos, to put this thing on your eye that it's already there on Shabbos would be mutter. Also, putting on a like a patch on your eye, like a bandage, that would be mutter erev Shabbos. Also, before, even though the patch is going to be on Shabbos, even though you're going to be healing, meaning you're healing the wound on Shabbos from what you did erev Shabbos, that is still mutter. And that means, again, you're not allowed to put wheat into the water mill unless there's sufficient time that it should be ground during the day. So why is this different than anything else? So everything else we said is mutter, malacha is mutter and erev Shabbos to do that goes into Shabbos. So says the Gemara, my time, why is this different as opposed to the other ones which are mutter? So says the Gemara, rabab neshe mishmat kol, because you're making a noise, and this av shamil. So it's a big shayla, why is it a problem? Rashi over here seems to say that just time, it's a lack of kavod Shabbos to have something that makes a lot of noise. That the Achronim explain that anything that makes a lot of noise, stam, is going to be Isser. However, others explain, the Darkei Moshe quotes this, that people will think, when you hear the noise of the mill, they're going to think that the guy did this on Shabbos. So there would be an afkamina for things that people, like leaving a radio on, Rav Nevinsel writes in his Mishnah Berurah, might be this problem of having a call. So Rav Nevinsel writes, even when a tzorech, where there's a tzorech for, like, let's say, security reasons or things like that, so Rav Nevinsel writes that you should put it in a separate room where people won't hear it. And then if you need to, you go into that room to hear it yourself, but not to make it loud enough that people in other rooms could hear it. And Rav Moshe, I think, was very makbid about this in terms of alarm clock. Setting an alarm clock, if other people can hear it, Rav Moshe, I think, was makbid, if I'm not mistaken. But again, this is the concept of things that make noise on Shabbos as being a general Isser. So now the Gemara continues. Rav Yosef says, Amar le Rav Yosef, le mamar mishum shvisas kelim. No, maybe the reason over here that this is usher is because there's a concept that you're kelim, even the things that you own and the things that you, not even you yourself, have to rest on Shabbos itself. Tisanya, how do I know this? The pasuk says, everything I've told you, you have to listen to. And the pasuk right before Rashi points out, and Rashi says that the pasuk right before was talking about and everything that you own, so it should imply all of your kelim, all your vessels, everything should be resting on Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, Ela Marv Yosef Mishum Shvisas Kelim. The reason that Braisa is assuming that this is Aser is because your kelim, your utensils also have to rest on Shabbos, and therefore this is going to be Aser. So now the Gemara assumes that Rav Yosef was assuming that this was the Shita of Beis Hillel. Islahu Shvisas Kalim Doraisa. Now you're assuming that Beis Hillel themselves hold that your Kalim, your utensils have to rest on Shabbos, and that's Doraisa. Gafris of Mukhr Mai Tam and Shabbos. So what's the reason that they permit the Braisa itself? They permitted the sulfur and the spices to burn on Shabbos if that was us, meaning that the spices are going to be continuously burning on Shabbos, they're going to be continuing the process that you started. So the Gemara answers now, according to Rabbi Yosef, now Mishum Dilo Kavin Maisa. Beis Hillel permit the use of this because the utensil itself is not performing an action. It's just, according to this, it's just something that what you did Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't continuing to Shabbos because it wasn't an action that was your Kalim itself. We're not doing anything. They were just continuing what you had previously done. So the Gemara says, so then Onan Shel Pishtan Mai Tam Ashar. So what's the reason that Beis Hillel in the Mishnah allow you to heat bundles of flax into Shabbos if they assume that Shvisas Kalim is Doraisa? So Tosfos asks, we just pointed out, if something's not actively doing anything, then that should be clearly that it's Mutter according to Beis Hillel Lefi Rav Yosef as well. So why are we asking this Kasha? So Tosfos points out, maybe over here, that the oven heating up the flax, I would have thought maybe that is considered a Maisa that is going on by the Kalim itself. Maybe I would have thought that that should be Usher. However, the Gemara answers, Mishum Dov and Maisa Munath Naifi, no, because this is also not an active thing going on here. It's only passive. Since it's passive, it's not going to be usher. However, the Gemara asks them, "Etudos chayav ofe adagim." When it comes to setting traps for the animals, the birds and the fish, the kavid ma'isa, this trap is in action. When you step on it, Rashi says it closes it up, and that should be considered an action of the nets over here. So the Gemara says, "Ma'i tam hashamer." Then why would Beis Hillel say this is mutter? Because again, your kelim are doing an active. Now we're assuming that there's a difference between active and passive. So here, your kelim are doing an active action of trapping of tzad, which is a malacha deraisa. So the Gemara answers, "Hasunami belafe vekuke delo kavid ma'isa." Here itself, also, we're talking about a type of trap that we're talking about. One is like the fish hooks, and the other one is some sort of a net. And these type of nets were something that would look like a basket, Rashi points out, and it was a very big basket the fish would go into, and then at the end it was extremely narrow, so it trapped them in there. But it's not actually doing anything. It's also passive, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to reject Rav Yosef's assuming that Beis Hillel hold of this concept. Now the Gemara says, "V'hashdamar Rav Yosha, Amar Rav Asi." But Rav Yosha said in the Rav Asi, "Man Tanish Vizas Kelim Doraisa Beit Shammai V'lo Beis Hillel." We have an explicit memra in the name of Rav Asi that says that's not true. That only Beit Shammai hold that someone's kelim, someone's utensils needs to rest on Shabbos. However, according to Beis Hillel, that is something that is going to be mutter. It's not going to be usher, so therefore we are rejecting Rav Yosef Vichama ben Kavid Maisa ben Kavid Maisa usher le Beis Hillel Falagot Maisa Shari. We're assuming that right now, according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't matter if your kelim are doing it passively or actively. They're both going to be usher on Erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos. However, according to Beis Hillel, even if it's doing an active thing, if it's going into it actively, it's still going to be permitted. So this is rejecting Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara says, the Beis Shammai Afagav Delav and Maisa usher. Now we're going to say that we're going to taina that according to Beis Shammai, it's forbidden for someone to allow his utensils to do work on Shabbos, even if it's not doing an action in Yinhachi. So then, if that's so, turning off the next Amud now, Mugmar Vegarfis Mai Tamashar Beis Shammai. So why Beis Shammai would allow you to burn the spices and the sulfur? Rashi points out, we don't know. We didn't see anywhere that they said that this is going to be Asher. And so therefore, we're assuming that Beis Shammai would agree that this is Mutter. But why not? Even passive, if passive Malacha is going to be Asher, according to Beis Shammai, shouldn't this be Asher as well? So the Gemara answers, Hasamana Ha'ara, that in the case of the spices and sulfur, the Braisa was assuming that you're putting it on the ground rather than an utensil, and therefore there is no kelim that is doing any malachas for you whatsoever. It's not in a kli, it's not in a utensil. So the Gemara says, what about Gigigis Venera Kadera Shabbat Mai Tamash Shabbat? In the cases of a barrel, Rashi points out the barrel of making beer. The way they used to make beer, they would soak the beer in the barley for 8 days. Now the soaking of the barley is an iser. Okay, what malacha is that? It's a shayla. But there's a malacha done, and they allow it. It takes 8 days minimum. So they would do it. They don't say that it's usher to make beer anywhere. Also, obviously, lighting candles on Shabbos. That's a mitzvah to light candles on Erev Shabbos. How do they allow that? The light is continuous. And also, the case of the spit is also a situation where holding on the Pesach, on the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, we allow you to continue roasting on Shabbos when Erev Pesach Shechalios be Shabbos, and when Erev Pesach would fall on a Friday, and that means that Friday night you would continue the allowing of the cooking of your Korban. That is not Aser. So the Gemara says, how are the other situations mutter? According to Beis Shammai, you have to make a big ukimtan, all these things, they're declaring that the utensil that they were using is going to be ownerless. It's going to be hefker. It's not your your kli. Since it's not your kli, it's not going to be usher. The shaila is, do you actively do that? Or is it like a tanai based in? The Rashba seems to be like a tanai based in. The based in say that Erev Shabbos, according to Beit Shammai, that based in made a tanai, we have a concept of hefker based in hefker. They say it. However, Rashi seems to indicate that no, the person is himself going to have to Erev Shabbos make sure when he lights the candles, the woman would have to say that, this nair, this thing I'm using is now hefker. Anyone who wants can use it. It's not necessarily mine. But again, we don't paskin like Beit Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay. Continuing the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Ma'an tana lahad tana rabbanan. Who is the author of the following braisa? Lo samala isha kedera ashishis v'tormisin. A woman shouldn't fill her pot with ashishis and tormisin. These are a type of beans, Rashi points out, and these beans require extensive cooking. They require around 24 hours to cook them before Shabbos, and you're going to eat them on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "V'taniach l'tocha taner erev Shabbos and chashecha." Put them in the oven right before Shabbos. So this isn't even for the purpose of Shabbos. Now you're going to use it on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. V'im nasnan, if you do this, so you violate the dinder abanan. Motzei Shabbos asurin b'chadei shiyasu. They're going to be usher for the amount of time it would take for them to be made ready. That's a concept that we have. Rashi points out because we don't want someone to benefit from a maisa that was done on Shabbos. So therefore, the rabbanan made a gzera and they said it's usher. Not just right away after Shabbos you can eat it. Rather, even the time that it took that for you to do this malacha, it's going to be usher. Like, that's general Meister Shabbos, how we assume as well. That if someone did something on Shabbos for you, we assume that that thing that he did for you is going to be usher in the time that it takes to do for Shabbos. Ki Yotzebo, and the Braisa continues over here, Loimala Nachtum Abayis Shamayim, a baker can't fill a barrel of water, V'yitzin L'tocha Tanar Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, the place in the oven or fries before dark. Again, the baker is going to use this on Motzei Shabbos to have water be able to need after immediately after Shabbos. He must again also if he did this Motzei Shabbos asurin b'chadei shiyasu. So the Gemara now wants to suggest again this is going to be usher again for the time that it would take for them to be done and made ready on Saturday night. So you'd have to wait a whole another 24 hours. But pashtus. So the Gemara now says lema Beit Shammai v'lo Beis Hillel. Should we say that this braisa is following the shita of Beit Shammai who holds of the concept of that you need to have your shvisas kelim and maybe not the shita Beis Hillel because what's going on there, after all? This is a maisa, a malacha being done on Shabbos. So the Gemara now suggests, no, afilu tema Beis Hillel, gzera shemeyachate b'kachalim. You could assume that this is even the shita Beis Hillel. And there's a different problem over here. We're afraid someone's going to come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. You're afraid to stoke the coals on Shabbos, and this was going to be continuing to speed up the cooking processing over the malacha d'oraisa abishal, and therefore, when it comes to ordinary foods that are cooked, Beis Hillel is going to agree that it's mutter. However, over here, since it's not fully cooked yet, it's not fully done, we're afraid you're going to want a process to go quicker, and you'll come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. This is going to be a very important halacha with regards to regular bishul on Shabbos, regards to shehiya. So we'll introduce it already now because the Gemara is about to mention it in a line or two. There's a concept of shehiya that on erev Shabbos, a person, or this is a dinder abanan, and on erev Shabbos, if a person puts food on to a pot, let's say you're cooking a pot, so we're afraid that you're going to raise the flame because you're going to, or that's equivalent for us. Like stoking the coals is raising the flame. You're going to make it hotter because you want it to get ready and ready for your meal on Friday night. So therefore, Chachamim said that it's usher to do such a thing unless the food is cooked. Whether it's fully cooked or not, we're going to see in the Hamshach of the Gemara, but that is the regular din of Shehiya. So now the Gemara says, Ihachi though, the rabbis are concerned about stoking the coals, Mugmar Gafris Lam Eligzer, so why don't we assume the same din should apply by incense and sulfur, that you're going to come to stoke it to make it cook quicker and go quicker? So the Gemara says, no, there's a reason there, because Hasam Lamechtelehu, there's no concern, because the Machti Selek Bekutra Vekashelehu. If you would stoke the coals, the smoke is going to come out onto your clothing and ruin them, and therefore it is not going to be usher, because we're not afraid you're going to come to stoke the coals. So the Gemara says, what about Unin Shalbish Shanami Ligzor? In the case of the Mishnah, we saw that you have bundles of flax that are in the oven. Maybe you'll come to stoke the coals of the oven and make it hotter to have the bundles of flax cook better. So the Gemara answers, Hasam came into Kasha Lizika Lo Megleho. No, because there's wind. And the wind coming into the, when you open the oven and you're going to put in more, you're going to stoke the coals, it's going to ruin it because it's harmful to the flax. Therefore, you're not going to come to do this, and it's therefore not going to be Usher. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. So now Shmuel said, Biura, the Gemara says, Semer Liore Ligzor. So why don't we assume that there's always going to be an issue also with wool placed into the vat? Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that wool can remain boiling in the vat and absorb the dye throughout Shabbos. Why is that mutter? That should be usher also. Maybe he'll come to stoke the coals. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Biyura Akura. Indeed, we're talking in the Shabbos, we're only talking about a vat that has been removed from the fire. So the Gemara says, but though, then there's another issue though, even if it's removed from fire, there's another Isrim, another Malach on Shabbos that's usher, and that's the following. B'necho Shema Megispa. If someone is going to stir the vat, you're going to stir it, and Megis, is stirring a hot pot, which is causing it to cook more quickly, would also be an act of bishul. That's what Rashi says in Beisa. So even if the pot is not on the fire, then assuming then it would be usher. So that's just an important point to point out, though, for that, is that that would only be usher if the constant the what's inside of the food is not fully cooked yet. So this is nogea for food of Shabbos as well, that there might be an issue of magus. Of stirring it, okay, I'm not going to get into the pratim right now. A chalan pot, let's say, just to point this out, that taking one of the problems of taking chalan directly from the chalan pot is this issue of magus, because it's on the fire, and you're coming to stir it, and that would be a problem potentially. So the Gemara says, entering this part, why is there an issue of magus? Because we're discussing a case of kura vetucha, the vat is removed, and the fire is sealed, and you're not going to come. So since it's sealed with plaster, that would remove the chashash of, since you're going to have to take the seal off, it's a tircha, so then it's going to remind you, and therefore that reminder would be good enough, as we're going to see, for the things of Bishul. Also, reminders help you and make it okay. So now the Gemara says, because again, we're only dealing with a dinder abanan, a potential isser of coming to stoke the coals, so if you have a hecker, a way to get out of it, that might be okay. So now the Gemara continues. Now that we see that there's a concept that a person that might come to stoke the coals, that's a measure that the Chachamim were choshish for, so then the following would be the case. If someone's putting food on a pot, so again, it's not covered, and you have no hecker, you have no way of noting, maybe I'll come to stoke the coals. However, I'm putting a raw food right now that's not going to cook tonight, so I don't need it for the Friday night meal. I can't possibly eat it. It's never going to cook. No matter how quickly I make it, it's not going to make it for the Friday night meal. Then I could put it right before Shkia, right before the dark, and then I could put it on Shabbos, even though normally that would be a violation of the din of Shehiyah. Why? My time, why is this not a problem? Because it's not fit for that night to be used at all, then I completely forget about it, and therefore I'm not going to come to stoke the coals, because for sure it's going to be ready by morning, and it's not going to be ready. I'm not going to come to stoke the coals, because I know it'll be ready. So this is a big shiloh. When do we apply this? When do we not? Let's say, just to give a chalan pot, let's say, where the chalan pot, if I don't put tinfoil on the inside of the chalan pot or cover the knobs, potentially not going to get to that now. That's more of a later discussion. But if assuming it's not covered at all, so maybe if you make it right before Shabbos, there potentially could be a heter. Rosh Hashanah was not into this. However, there are other poskim where if you make it mamish right before Shabbos, few moments before, like say candlelighting or right before candlelighting, so that might be okay because you're definitely not going to eat it Friday night and not going to come to Shema Michat to Bichan. The Gemara answers another answer of when it would be Mekil, and also Ubashil, if it's fully cooked. Over here, we're assuming it's fully cooked. However, we're going to see in the Gemara later, the Gemara on Chaf is going to mention that even maybe potentially if it's only, depending on Rashi or Rambam, is whether it's a third cooked, Machal Ben Jusai, whether it's a third cooked or half cooked might be enough also. Then also it's considered good enough. Because theoretically, could eat it. We're not afraid of Shema Yechata B'Chalim. Okay, we're going to get into that when we see Daf Chaf. So Gemara answers now. So here we're assuming though it has to be fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, then it's also not a problem, and you don't need to be worried. Shaper Dam, it's not going to be an issue of Shema Yechata B'Chalim. However, Bishav Alavashil Aser, when the situation was going to be Aser, a food that's not fully cooked yet, it would be forbidden, and it would be Aser. So a person has to be careful. Vishad Bergama Chaya, someone threw something that, to this item that was not fully cooked yet, if you throw in a raw piece of meat, shabbidami, because you're not going to eat the raw piece of meat till tomorrow morning, that could also be another potential heter over here. But again, it's to point out that a person should make sure that he makes his chalan pot early Friday morning to not get into, really, a person should really, for a lot of reasons, should be putting in the tinfoil into his chalan pot, and also, lechora to be machmir to cover the knobs of the chalan pot. We'll get into this more later, but that for sure should be done. But if you forgot to, then for sure, or you can't for whatever reason, so then you should really try to make your chalan pot early Friday morning to not get into this issue, so that make sure that it's at least cooked and edible by the time Shabbos comes in. If you didn't do that, then like making an hour before Shabbos might be the worst thing that you could be doing, because then you'd probably be getting into this issue of Shia and not have so much to rely on. Okay, either way, continuing right now. And now that we see, with regards to flax in the oven, kol midi dekashi lezika, something that the wind and the draft is going to be harmful to it, then lo malgule, so the person shouldn't, in an oven, people uncover it and come to stoke the coals, hi bisr the gadi asharik, then if that's the case, then a case of meat from a kid, which is considered to be tender, and therefore it's worse to, if you open up and have the wind, it's going to make it worse, then, and if it's covered with a seal, then shaper dummy, it'd be proper, it'd be allowed to leave this on Shabbos, to let the meat roast in the oven, we're not afraid, shamaycha, the other extreme, if the meat is of an older ram, which is considered tough and not affected by the draft, and also the oven is not sealed, then it's going to be aser. So what about the middle position? We're asked now. The gadiv al-sharik, what about a situation where you have the meat of a kid, and also the oven is not sealed, so you don't have the fact that the oven is, so we had a double, before we were making it, because we had two reasons to make it, the fact that it was a kid, and it's harmful to open it, and we're not afraid of Shem Echate, and also it was sealed. So then it was a reminder, and you're not having an issue. Well, what about if it's not sealed, but you have the fact that it's harmful? So that is Machlokas Amorayim. Ravashi says that it would be permitted, and we're not afraid of Shem Echate in that situation. However, Rav Yom Yom Adifti says that it is Aser. So now the Gemara asks Kasha, the Ravashi Dishar, according to Ravashi, says that it is permitted. So if we had Tananda, we have a Mishnah, right? It's a Mishnah on a Reisa, but it's not an Ein Sol Basar B'Sol Beitza. Someone shouldn't roast meat and onions or eggs on Shabbos. El HaKadosh Yitzlo B'Bodiyom, in order that they should fish in time, but then to cook and be really roasted while it is still not Shabbos yet. So it seems to be that all meat is included according to this. So why... How would Ravashi get out of this answer? Where it says Hasam Devar Chavolo Sharik, Ravashi is going to explain the Mishnah specifically referring to a case where the meat is of a ram, a mature ram, and the oven is not sealed. So that was why we're machmir over there. So the Gemara says, okay, someone says Ikudami. There's another way of formulating this. Degad, in a case where you have the meat of a kid, Bein Sharik Velo Sharik, in a situation where the oven is sealed or not sealed, Shapir Dami, then it's clear that it's going to be Mutter. Debar Chanami or Sharik, in a situation where even where the meat is of mature ram and the oven is sealed, Shapir Dami, also it's going to be Mutter. Ki Pligi Debar Chavelo Sharik, they disagree when it's considered a mature ram. And the oven is not sealed, because that situation is the fact that you don't have a hecker going to be a problem. The Ravashi, Sharavashi says it's more permitted because the fact that the zeka, the draft makes it bad is enough to say that you're not going to be yichat b'gechalim. However, Rav Yom Adifta says that it's aser. So the Gemara now quotes in this other version, the Ravashi, the Sharit, according to Ravashi, who says that this is permitted to do on Shabbos v'atznan. Don't we learn in the Mishnah, ain't solen basar shabetza beitza el v'chadish shal solen. We don't roast meat and onions until that, unless it's cooked erev Shabbos, and we see that all meat is included. So the Gemara answers over there also, Hasan Basar Agmuye, Ravashi is going to explain that they're dealing with the case of roasted with meat that was roasting over open coals rather than in a closed oven. So that would be why we're the difference of the mission over there. So giving a different tirades, that's what we see from the Ikud Yamir. Now the Gemara says, Amar Avina Ha Kacharya, in the situation we have raw squash, Shapir Dami, it's permitted to let it roast in an oven before Shabbos. Came into Kashla Zika, similar thing, because the wind and the draft is harmful to it. Kibisr the God of Zami, it's similar to like a meat of a kid, which can be left roasting in the oven of Shabbos, as we mentioned before. So says the Gemara. Now going on to the sheet of Beit Shammai says, Ein Mochrin, that you can't sell to a goy on Friday because of Maris Ein. There's no problem of Amir Lanachri, because the goy is doing it for himself. When a goy is doing a malacha for himself, that's not an issue. But Amir Lanachri, we're assumed this of Maris Ayin Shailas. And that Maris is Tanarabana. But Chamar Lev Kodam Chetzel Nachri, a person can't sell his items to a goy. Veloy Shalenu, he can't lend it to him, for the fact that we use Veloy Elvenu, and he shouldn't lend to him. Long term, return it, lay ten lapatana, not to give him a present, el kadesh lebisa, unless the person can take this item to his house before Shabbos. That's Shitas Beit Shammai, the Silmarim Kadesh, Gila Leves, Labai Samach Lachomas. According to the Tanakhama's version, the Beis Hillel held that the goy has to be able to reach his house, the nearest wall of the city where he is, and not, so according to this version, Beit Shammai is also Choshesh for, well, according to all versions, Beit Shammai is Choshesh from Maris Ayin, just how makel there. According to this, it's pretty machmir that you have to at least get into the city to not be over the din of Otsah, where he, even though he was not going to his particular house, as long as he get to his city where he lives, that would be okay. However, Rabbi Kiva says way more make him in Shitas Beit Shammai. Kiva Omer, Kadesh Yatzah Pesach Beis, as long as the goy leaves the entrance of the Jew's house before Shabbos, it's totally mutter. And now Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Henin Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yisrael, Labar Rabbi Kiva, Lafarish Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Kiva is Shitas Beis Hillel. He's coming to explain what Beis Hillel says, and he disagrees with Tanakama's version of what Beis Hillel had said. Okay, continues quickly. Gemara says, Tanar Abanan, we've seen a Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai, Adam Chemtel Nachri, person shouldn't sell his chamet to a goy, Elohim Ken. Unless he knows that the goy is going to consume it for Pesach, according to Beit Shammai, Rashi points this out in Psachim, that according to Beit Shammai, you have to see to it that the chametz is destroyed, not just the fact that it's not in your possession. That's Beit Shammai Shita Helver. Beis Hillel says, as long as it's permitted to eat it, it's more permitted to sell to the goy and be fine. We're actually even more mekel, as long as it's mutter, it's not Isser Bahana yet. As long as it's Isser Bahana, you can sell to the goy. According to Beis Hillel, they hold, this is how we paskin, that as long as you get rid of your chametz, meaning that it's not yours, it's not in your possession, you don't have to get rid of it. As long as it's not in your possession, it's not the Isser of Bayer Abba Matzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kutach HaBavli, Kamanei Kutach Asim Kor Leyam Yom Kodeh Pesach. Kutach HaBavli, which is, we mentioned this in the Gemara in Brachos a little bit, this is a dipping sauce made of sour milk and moldy bread, and this is apparently something they like to use. Look, okay, it took a long time to eat this, a long time to be taken and eaten up, so the Gemara says over here that he held it even 30 days, so he was machmer for Beit Shammai, and he was holding it, it takes 30 days for them to for sure eat it, and that would be the din according to Rabbi Yehuda. He is choshesh for Shitas Beit Shammai, and therefore he says that it needs to be getting rid of also, so you need even 30 days, you're not allowed to, so prior to 30 days, even Beit Shammai would agree that it's okay, as long as he doesn't get rid of it, because you don't have the is, you don't have the chiyuv of bir chametz yet. That's why the lacha maisa, a person leaving somewhere, right? We know that 30 days is the kovea, whether or not he needs to do bikas chametz in his house or not, that's when the chiyuv kicks in to get rid of it. So therefore, if it's before 30 days and you know that the goy still won't get rid of it, won't be able to finish it, that, according, even according to Beit Shammai, lach ora would be mutter. Okay, adkan for today.